This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis in a 69-year-old man, a rare drug reaction case. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence: a 69-year-old man developed acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis, APE, a rare but severe drug-induced skin reaction, according to a case report published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. AGEP presents as widespread sterile pustules accompanied by fever and systemic inflammation, typically occurring within days to weeks of exposure to a triggering medication. This case highlights the clinical recognition and diagnostic approach to a condition that, while uncommon, requires rapid identification to prevent serious complications. Key takeaways: AGEP is a rare, severe cutaneous adverse reaction that develops rapidly following drug exposure, typically within 1 to 2 weeks. Clinical presentation includes acute onset of non-follicular pustules, fever, facial edema, and systemic inflammatory markers. Early recognition and immediate cessation of the offending medication are critical to prevent progression and organ involvement. Histopathological examination showing subcorneal or intraepidermal pustules with neutrophilic infiltration confirms the diagnosis. Case at a glance. 1 to 2 weeks, typical time frame between drug exposure and onset of AGEP symptoms, according to published dermatological literature. Timeline of AGEP presentation: typical clinical sequence from drug exposure to diagnosis and resolution. Drug exposure day, fever onset, days 3, pustule eruption, days 5 to 14, peak severity, days 10 to 21, resolution post cessation, 3-6 weeks. Source: dermatological literature. Georgian Medical Journal News. Clinical recognition and diagnostic criteria. AGEP is characterized by a distinct clinical presentation that distinguishes it from other drug-induced eruptions, as detailed in the Canadian Medical Association Journal case. The condition manifests as non-follicular pustules on an erythematous base, often concentrated on intertriginous areas, skin folds, accompanied by facial edema, high fever, and systemic symptoms. Laboratory findings typically show elevated inflammatory markers, including white blood cell count and C-reactive protein. Histopathological examination is essential for definitive diagnosis. The case published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal underscores the importance of skin biopsy, which reveals subcorneal or intraepidermal pustules filled with neutrophils, often with minimal involvement of the dermis, a pattern that differentiates AGEP from other pustular conditions. The absence of vasculitis on biopsy further supports AGEP rather than vasculitic eruptions. Drug-related mechanisms and common causative agents. AGEP is a rapidly developing hypersensitivity reaction to specific medications, with antibiotics being the most frequently implicated class. The Canadian Medical Association Journal case illustrates the temporal relationship between drug exposure and symptom onset, which is critical for identifying the culprit medication. Beta-lactams, macrolides, sulfonamides, and antifungal agents account for the majority of documented cases. The pathophysiology involves rapid T-cell activation and recruitment of neutrophils to the epidermis, triggered by the offending drug or its metabolites. This explains the acute nature of the presentation and the predominance of neutrophilic infiltration observed on histology. Understanding this mechanism emphasizes why prompt drug withdrawal is essential. Continuation of exposure can lead to systemic complications, including hepatic dysfunction, renal involvement, and hematological abnormalities. Management, prognosis, and clinical lessons. The cornerstone of AGEP management is immediate discontinuation of the suspected offending medication, as demonstrated in the case described in the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Supportive care, including topical and systemic corticosteroids, is standard. However, the evidence base for corticosteroid efficacy in AGEP remains limited, and their role remains largely symptomatic rather than disease-modifying. Prognosis is generally favorable following drug cessation, with resolution of skin lesions typically occurring within 3 to 6 weeks. However, mortality has been reported in cases with significant systemic involvement or delayed recognition. The case underscores the importance of clinical vigilance in older adults who may present with atypical features or concurrent medical conditions that complicate diagnosis and management. AGEP is a severe drug-induced reaction that requires rapid clinical recognition and immediate medication withdrawal to prevent systemic complications and ensure complete recovery. Canadian Medical Association Journal Case Report. What this means for patients: if you develop a sudden rash with pustules, fever, and facial swelling shortly after starting a new medication, particularly antibiotics, seek urgent medical attention. Report all recent medications to your doctor, as drug withdrawal may be life-saving. Do not assume the reaction will resolve on its own. For clinicians, AEP must be considered in the differential diagnosis of acute generalized pustular eruptions accompanied by fever and systemic inflammation. Early skin biopsy is warranted to confirm the diagnosis. Maintain a detailed drug history and timeline. Temporal relationship between medication initiation and symptom onset is paramount. Cease the offending agent immediately upon clinical suspicion, even before biopsy confirmation, as delays increase the risk of organ involvement. Monitor liver and kidney function and white blood cell count during acute phase for policymakers. Pharmacovigilance systems should capture AGEP cases to build population-level understanding of drug risk profiles, particularly for agents that cross multiple therapeutic categories. Healthcare training programs should include recognition of rare but severe cutaneous adverse reactions to ensure diagnostic accuracy in primary care and emergency settings. Related coverage: see our clinical updates section for recent guidelines on drug-induced dermatosis management. Frequently asked questions: how quickly does AGEP typically develop after drug exposure? AGEP usually develops within 1 to 2 weeks of exposure to the offending medication, though some cases have been reported up to 4 weeks post-exposure. The rapid onset distinguishes it from slower cutaneous reactions and underscores the importance of temporal drug history. This timeline is critical for identifying the causative agent among multiple medications a patient may be taking. Can AGEP recur if the patient is re-exposed to the offending drug? Yes, re-exposure to the triggering medication typically provokes recurrence of AGEP, often with faster onset and potentially greater severity. Patients with documented AGEP must permanently avoid the culprit drug and cross-reactive agents within the same class. Medical alert systems and patient education are essential to prevent accidental re-exposure. What is the mortality rate associated with AGEP? Although AGEP is generally self-limited with excellent prognosis following drug cessation, mortality rates of 1 to 5% have been reported in cases with severe systemic involvement, delayed diagnosis, or continued exposure to the offending agent. Older patients and those with comorbidities face higher risk of complications, emphasizing the importance of early recognition and management. This case reinforces the critical role of clinical vigilance and rapid diagnostic thinking in managing adverse drug reactions. AGEP, though rare, presents a clinical emergency requiring immediate intervention. Dermatologists, primary care physicians, and emergency medicine specialists should maintain high suspicion for this condition, particularly in older adults presenting with acute generalized pustular eruptions. As pharmacological complexity increases in elderly populations, the likelihood of encountering drug-induced cutaneous reactions, including rare severe syndromes such as AGEP, will continue to rise, making early recognition and management essential competencies for all clinicians. Source: acute generalized exanthematous pustulosis in a 69-year-old man, Canadian Medical Association Journal.